Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we'll be learning Daf Chof, the last Daf of the first parak of Masechet Pesachim. The topics we will learn about include: first, we will conclude our discussion from the previous Daf about a tummy needle that is found in the flesh or excrement of a shechted carbon, and give four possibilities of how the flesh could have become susceptible to tumah, and two possibilities for why the excrement would not be metame the basar. Next, the Gemara discusses the transmission of tumah, first by giving the longest possible chain of tumah that starts with a sheretz, and then by discussing the status of food that is in a kli cheres at the same time that a sheretz is dangling in its airspace. On Amud Beis, we return to the discussion of how to burn chametz that is truma. Some of the key terms and concepts we will learn about today include aver kli cheres. Unlike general transmission of tumah by direct physical contact, when tumah hangs in the airspace of a kli cheres, the kli and its contents become tameh. Chimbas HaKadosh. Even though food normally has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids in order to become susceptible to tumah, foods of Hekdosh are automatically susceptible based on their elevated importance. Takala. Sometimes when eating or using an item that is Aser, we try to avoid keeping it around at all so that we don't come to violate an Avera.